Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Fowler. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Art Fowler. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting second. The right fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting 8th. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Al Worthington. Pitching for the New York Giants, Al Worthington. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shandianst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Mays steals second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow takes first base on ball four. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shandianst fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is hit by the pitch. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Robinson steals second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Crow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-1 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris juggles the ball. That's an error on Harris. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Spencer scores. Westrum moves to second. It's Reds, 3, Giants, 3. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Westrum scores. Worthington moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Tom Acker now pitching. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple strikes out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynch moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. There goes Bell. The throw from Westrum to second, and Bell is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Sauer reaches third base with a triple. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sauer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Giants. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Crow moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Crow scores. Bailey moves to third. It's 5-4, Giants. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is walked intentionally. Alex Grammas pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Tom Acker. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Bailey scores. Hoke scores. One out. It's 6-5, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Thurman moves to second. Windy McCall now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman moves to third. Temple moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Virgil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman scores. Temple scores. Lynch moves to third. It's 8-5, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Alex Grammas now playing shortstop. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Windy McCall. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shane Dienst for the out. Spencer moves to third. Lockman moves to second. 2 outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Lockman scores. It's 8-7, Reds. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Rhodes moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 10-8, Giants. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds 8. The Reds will come to bat. Whitey Lockman now playing right field. Pete Burnside now pitching. Ray Catt now catching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoke strikes out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Art Schult pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grammas moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dience settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds 8. The Giants will come to bat. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-3 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds 8. The Reds will come to bat. Don Mueller now playing right field. Whitey Lockman now playing left field. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dience scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dience scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds 8. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds 8. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Henrik pinch runs for George Crow. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bailey is hit by the pitch. Henrik moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoke strikes out. One out. Pete Wysenant pinch hits for Alex Grammas. Pete Wysenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysenant hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-10, Reds. Raul Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Giants 10. The Giants will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing shortstop. Pete Wysenant now playing left field. Frank Robinson now playing first base. Wally Post now playing right. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-4 in the game. Virgil strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 11, and New York Giants, 10. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.